Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today joining us, we have Jay Mishra, the COO at Astera Software, a rapidly growing provider of enterprise-ready data management solutions. And Mr. Mishra, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me here, Eric.
Yeah, we're certainly looking forward to hearing about Astera Software, and thanks for your time today. So first of all, what is Astera and how did the business get its start?
Absolutely. So Astera has been around for over 12 years in the space of data integration. So we build data pipeline products ranging from ETL to data warehousing automation and going into data extraction and data publishing as well. We have over 300 customers all over the world. And we have customers in all different verticals, so ranging from healthcare to pharmaceuticals to financial services.
Yeah, certainly covering quite a few industries, I see. Now, you still have the very first customer who signed on with your business, which tells us a lot. Customer experience and attention is increasingly important, and that's one good example there that you still are working with the first customer. What tips do you have for maintaining great relationships with customers and building loyalty? Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. So this customer, and actually there is a very good story behind that. We started out as an ETL product that was intended for business users. Back then, it was a novel idea to give a product like an ETL product in hands of non-programmers. And that's how we started to work with Wells Fargo. That was our first customer. And we took a lot of ideas from their users. So this is one thing that we have paid attention to listening to our customers. And that made all the difference. So we have been with them, or they have been with us, for over 12 years now. And the relationships keep growing if you pay attention to the requirements, the needs, any feedback that you're receiving from the customer. So we listen to every single feedback that we got from the customer and keep adding features to our product and product suite. And not only them, we have other customers like Raymond James and Novartis, Xerox. So we listen to the feedback from all our customers, and that's how we build strong relationships with our customers.
Well, hearing all these details on how you've built customer loyalty, I'm sure you've gotten the audience excited to hear more. Now, Astera focuses on data management as well. Data has become increasingly critical to business operations and also much more complicated as well. How has the industry changed over the last several years in this department?
Actually, it ties nicely into what I was talking about earlier. That is how when we started out about 12 years ago, the data integration or data management was all about creating products where we were taking some burden off the shoulders of programmers, the people who were doing coding for data management. And the graphical user interface, no code, low code solutions were just coming out. And then we saw over the years, the focus was on usability, bring into the folds the non-programmers, because these are the custodians of complex data. We want to have these people involved in the process of data management. So it started to move in that direction. And recently, of course, in past 2 to 3 years, we see that that has gained even further momentum with the introduction of artificial intelligence. So artificial intelligence is helping on that front where the users, they have to make even less decisions, and even configuration is becoming easier, and usability is getting a lift.
Once again, Jay, we want to thank you for your time and for joining us here today on behalf of Astera Software. We're speaking with Jay Mishra, again, the COO at Astera Software, a rapidly growing provider of enterprise-ready data management solutions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, everyone's talking about AI these days. I mean, we hear it around the clock. How is AI impacting data management and making it easier or more complicated for customers to manage?
Absolutely. Great question. And this question we are hitting from all different quarters, all different angles. So we started paying attention to artificial intelligence or the role of artificial intelligence in data management about 2.5-3 years ago. So artificial intelligence is, required by some of our customers as a part of their process. So they want to, for example, build their own solutions using our tool set. So that is one scenario. And second is, and where my interests lie, is that using artificial intelligence to make our products even better in terms of usability. So I'll go a little deeper into it. What we have seen is that for a product like that does a data integration, data management, a solution, if it is built on such products, the configuration is where the time is spent. Sometimes the teams have spent years configuring it, making sure the configuration of the solution is done properly and the testing is done, and then it goes to production. So the configuration is where a lot of cost is. And what we are seeing is that if artificial intelligence is done properly, used properly in the field of data management, that cycle can be cut down from years to a matter of few weeks, few days. And we have seen that with some of our customers, where artificial intelligence-backed configurations of solutions are cutting down the time and resources needed, and we are seeing great success on that front. So that's where we see that artificial intelligence is going to be a game changer if used properly in building solutions for data management using existing products. In fact, our products, the features have been around for several years. We took the same set of features and applied artificial intelligence to make it more user-friendly, and the configuration part was automated. So that's how we see artificial intelligence impacting the field of data management.
Excellent details right there, and also most helpful, very thoroughly answered, and I do appreciate that. Now, if you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice at the start of the product development cycle, what would you tell the team?
One thing that I always tell my team and actually our peers when we have discussions about what we could have done differently from the beginning, and that advice would be to listen to your customers very, very carefully. No feedback is light feedback, or no feedback should be ignored. And we have had this experience, actually. So some of the feedback that we kind of ignored, assuming that this kind of feature is not going to be used by any other customer, or or the feature looks too simplistic, and for any reason we discarded those features, and later on, 2 years, 3 years down the line, we had to go back and implement those features. So what I would advise is that any feedback that is coming from your customers is very, very important. Pay close attention to feedback coming from the customers, and pay attention to those ideas, and those ideas should make it to your pipeline in your product building timeline, and should appear as features in your product. Customers, they are what we say, that they are the people who are actually in the trenches, who are, and we are just applying the taking the analogy further, we are just applying the machinery to them with the products. But these people, they are custodians of complex data. These are the people who understand that what challenges they are facing. So their feedback sometimes may not be as easy to understand. So spend some time with your customers, listen to their feedback, and respond to that. That's what my advice would be.
Well, the one major takeaway I'm hearing here today throughout the message here from Mr. Mishra is the customer experience and treatment is so important. So make sure that you're taking care of your customers, folks, and it certainly will pay dividends. Mr. Mishra, all the best to you, and really do appreciate your joining us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on Astera Software, where's the best place online to do so?
Absolutely. We are on the web and social media. It is www.astera.com. And we have Astera Software handle on Twitter, LinkedIn, and other social media platforms.
And of course, it goes without saying that we'll leave these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Mishra, all the best. And thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me here.
Well, it certainly was my pleasure. Anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Jay Mishra, the COO at Astera Software, a rapidly growing provider of enterprise-ready data management solutions. And again, for all the details, visit Astera.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.